Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life. Hello, hello there, friend. Happy Friday. Today, I want to talk to you guys about what's the best marketing strategy for your business. I was asked this, and I'm going to tell you right now, there are so many different marketing strategies that you can follow for your business, but there is one specific thing that I want to encourage you to focus on the most. Now, when we think about marketing, I'm going to name a couple just to give you an idea of what we're seeing. We're all spending time on social media. We all get to see how we are promoting our businesses and how we're sharing what we offer to the world. Unfortunately, we're not just seeing great marketing strategies, we're also seeing a lot of scams going on. And, you know, I think we need to talk about those. Whether you are someone who's wanting to start a coaching business or an online business, or you are someone who is being sold to. How do you know when to spend your money on whatever it is that you're seeing? How do you know if it's true? How do you know if this person is telling the truth? So I want to talk to those of you so that you can make good decisions, whether it's spending your money, investing in a mentor, buying a program, buying a course, hiring someone. I want to talk about some of these things. So some of the stuff that we're seeing online a lot is people are getting tired of the money marketing tactics that some people use because they're just coming across as they are, scams or too good to be true messages. So for example, you'll have a strategy where someone talks a lot about money. This is how much money I made. This is how much money my business brings in every single month. And it is like drastic amounts, $50,000 a month, $1 million, like these drastic amounts of money. And then they show off this lifestyle of name brand purses and different luxury vacations and just materialistic things. And unfortunately, this is why this has grown so much, is because unfortunately, a lot of people look at that and that's what they want. They want things. They want experiences. And here's the thing, there's nothing wrong with having goals and wanting to make a lot of money so that you can change your life. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. But what I'm talking about is, as a business owner, where's the integrity? You know, I think sometimes we have to remember, are we trying to be that flashy? Are we trying to throw money at the screen as our people are watching, especially because a lot of those people watching, they're living paycheck to paycheck. They're not even able to pay for food on the table every single week. They're struggling. And then they look at this stuff and they think, okay, this is it. And then they spend however much money they need to spend to work with this person or buy their course or whatever. And then they realize how hard it actually is to get to that level or how unrealistic it is. They go in thinking that they're going to make thousands and thousands of dollars a month all of a sudden. There is so much that is missed when we're marketing that way. And so the marketing strategy of just being flashy and throwing money at the screen when your viewers are watching, it has gotten so old and tasteless and honestly tacky. People are tired of it and people are calling people out. And because so many people have invested in things like this just to come and find out that it's a scam or it doesn't work or it's not as easy as they made it out to be, a lot of it has gotten a bad rap and people are hesitant to buy. Another marketing strategy that has become very popular, which honestly, I just can't even believe that I'm going to say this, it is drama and controversial tactics. Just doing the most, exposing the most, sharing the most private moments of your life, private moments in your relationship. I mean, you can be sitting here running a business, teaching other people about business, and the marketing strategy that some of these mentors are taking is just being extremely controversial on everything. So when you're watching them on social media, they went from being the super amazing, knowledgeable business person that knew what they were talking about, that have had success in business, to now they're so focused on just getting eyes and getting people to watch their reels and getting followers that when you're watching their content, you feel like you're watching reality TV. The clothes are coming off of women. They're being extremely controversial. They're sexualizing themselves to the most. They are using clickbait tactics when they post, and it's everywhere. It's on Instagram. It's on their YouTube. It's on anywhere in their podcast, Patreon, stuff like that. It's just messy content. And why do they do that? Because again, just like how we are attracted to money, people are attracted to drama. And in the long run, one of the things that we have to remember is, one, our reputation. Is it worth you being messy and honestly looking unprofessional just to capture an audience right now because drama and controversial tactics is what's capturing people's attention? Number two, who are you attracting? Are you attracting people that have the mindset of wanting to grow a business, wanting to do the things that you're going to teach them in your business? Or are you going to attract people that are literally on social media just to be entertained? Then you have to be careful, because when you start making that your content, it also becomes your personality. You start changing and becoming who you're showing people and how you're representing yourself. That's a little scary, I think, because you can see it as the viewer. You can see how much people are changing their personality. And it's actually sad to watch, especially when you see people that had such amazing talent and professionalism. And from a customer's perspective, let me just share, this is just me. I don't know how other people feel about this, but me personally, if I followed you for business and thought that you were extremely knowledgeable and I invested money into whatever you were putting out, I will not continue to buy your new programs or anything new that you have going on. If you went from being this skilled professional to this reality social media addict who is just talking about drama and controversial topics and exposing yourself in ways that I feel I won't get any value from a person like this. So I'm not going to invest my money in anything that they launch. And this is me saying that even if I did at some point admire them, even if at some point I did buy a program, I won't continue to spend my money. And so there are people who are serious about business, who are serious about growing, who are serious about learning. So if you switch up and you follow these tactics that just get you eyeballs because you're so addicted to the attention versus focusing and relying on your professionalism and your skills, the knowledge that you have, the experience that you have, the help that you can actually provide. If you switch it up, there goes your customers that are serious about investing serious money on what you have to offer in your business. They're not going to take you seriously. And then you also have to think about, what about when this ends? What about when those tactics get old? Just like how people are getting tired of people throwing money on the screen. What about when people are tired of all the drama? Because that's happening too. How many times do you get on social media and you're just like, ugh, this place is just trash, and you get out of the app? That happens a lot because we're all kind of getting to a point where it's like, where's the good content? Where is the content that makes us feel good, that helps us learn something? Why is everything just drama? You get tired of it. I understand there's a ton of people that use that as entertainment, unfortunately, but serious people that want to take care of the knowledge that they're taking into their brain, that want to be careful with what they watch, that want to spend their time in the best way possible when they are online, those people are the people that are serious, that are going to invest in themselves. And so you have to ask yourself, am I here to make money and run a business, or am I here to run a reality show on social media? What is the ultimate goal and what is the purpose, right? Another tactic, because I can go on that one forever. Another one is the easy tactic, making it sound like, oh, I did this and you guys should do this too. I'm going to teach you how. It's so easy and I make this much money. The easy tactics getting old. Nothing is easy. No matter what market you go into, no matter what field you're working in, no matter what business you start, it's going to be hard. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of learning. You have to show up. No matter what it is, it's not going to be easy. And so when people promise that something's going to be easy for you, that making money this way is easy, that should be your first red flag. Because I'm telling you right now, nothing is easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it and everybody would be succeeding at it. It doesn't work that way. The next thing I see a lot that's actually failing already, and it's not that old, is people are talking about faceless marketing strategies. How you can start a business where you don't have to show your face and you're going to succeed and make all this money and you never have to show your face. That to me, I'm going to tell you right now, probably not what I would recommend. Can you make programs where your face doesn't have to be on the screen? Yeah, absolutely. But should your audience know who you are? Absolutely. If you're not showing your face on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, on YouTube, if you are creating a course and running a page with just all kinds of different backgrounds and never your face, the chances of someone feeling comfortable giving you their money is highly unlikely. So a lot of people are falling for this because we don't like being on camera, right? Every time you say, oh, you have to go on social media and get in your stories and show people your face, we say that for a reason, because it builds trust. And so if you're going to show up and never show your face, how are you going to build that trust? It's already hard because you're already online. You build a lot of trust more easily and faster when you're face to face with someone because you have that human to human connection. When you're online, you have to try a little harder, and it takes time for people to follow you for a while, for them to understand what kind of person you are, what kind of things you stand for, what are your values, and to get to trust you before they give you their money. So imagine how much harder it is when they have no idea who you are because you never show your face. They don't know what your personality is like. They don't know if they vibe with you. They don't know anything about you because you were told that you can create a faceless business and make a lot of money. Another one that I was actually thinking, and I'm still thinking about creating an episode for this one because it's so big, is buying a course that you didn't make and selling that course to people. That one is failing real quick. There's a lot of people that say they made a lot of money. I don't know if I believe it, but there are a lot of people saying that they made a lot of money buying a course from someone who made it. They got the rights to sell it as is, and they made a lot of money for it, and they didn't have to sit there and create the course. Now, I'm personally going to tell you, I would not recommend this at all, because as soon as somebody buys that course and they ask you about it, you have no idea how to support that person. And some people say, yeah, but they buy the course and there's no support. There's no coaching or mentoring that comes along with it. Yeah, but then that becomes an integrity issue, in my opinion. Because if your customers buy a course and then they come and they're stuck somewhere and they send you a DM, I get it. Like, I've sold courses and they don't come with one-on-one support unless you add it on. Sometimes I offer a one-on-one coaching or mentoring support package in case you get stuck. Not because the course isn't teaching you what you need to do, but because people get stuck. Even if they have the answers, they get stuck and they need help. And so if you're not paying for that coaching, I understand. No one is required to give you that support, but there's a big difference between coaching and giving support with someone and working with someone versus your customers or even someone who hasn't bought your course yet going on your Instagram, seeing that you're promoting this course that's going to help them do whatever it is that it's going to help them do, and then sending you a DM asking you questions and you can't answer the questions because you didn't create the course. I personally wouldn't buy that course. If I'm going into someone's page and I see they're selling something, but I can tell that they didn't create it, or if I ask questions and they're not answering my questions, I'm probably not going to invest in that. And so I would recommend that you just create your own. Teach what you know. Teach skills that you know. When you're buying a course and selling a course that someone else made and you don't know these skills yourself, there are people buying these courses, they don't even take the course themselves. They just go straight into selling it and they haven't even completed or gone through the whole course. That is just crazy to me. Come on, we need to have some integrity in the business, because if there's no integrity, then again, what is your reputation that you are creating? That reputation is going to follow you. And here's the thing, you guys, you may create something and you might promote it and market it and then end it because it didn't do well. But that's different than if you were to sell something and ruin the trust that you have with your audience. Everybody fails at something, right? So create something. And if you, for some reason, go, okay, this didn't work out, so I'm going to close this program. That's different than you selling something to someone that you didn't create and then them realizing, wow, like, you sold me this thing and you don't even know what you're doing. They're not going to buy another program that you launch later on because they're going to have that in their mind and they're never going to trust you again. Whereas if you create your own thing, you run it, you do it, and after some time you realize, you know what, there's not a market for this anymore. I'm going to go ahead and close this program. That's okay, because your customers got what they needed from the program you created. And then later on, when you launch something else, they're going to take a look at it. They're not going to feel like you lied to them with the first purchase. And the last one that I'll share, there's so many other things that we can go over, but the last one that I'll share that is really big as well is there are a lot of people on social media teaching you how to start a business online, and they've never made money doing that, but they're going to teach you how to put it together. That's a little crazy. I have been in business online as a coach for 10 years. I have sold my service as a coach. I have worked with people one-on-one. I have ran group coaching. I have done trainings and showed up and helped other people start a coaching business online the same way. I have sold products, actual products that were delivered to people. I have done so many different things. And so when I see someone teaching people how to start a business, yet they have never sold anything. They have never sold a coaching session. They have never sold a product, an actual physical product. They've never even had sales experience. Before I even jumped into coaching, I was in sales. I was an account manager working for a company, managing large business accounts, millions and millions of dollars. And I had to go and sell to these people face to face, which was that was so much harder than doing it online. But I also have experience in sales. And there are people that are going to sell you a program to teach you how to start a business online. And they have never sold anything besides that program that you're going to buy. So that right there, again, is just not right. That's all I'm going to say. It's just not right. So let's go into what are some better ways to market your business? And here is the thing, no matter what your business is, I'm always going to tell you, start here. There's a million different marketing strategies that work. There's so many different ways that you can go about this that also fit you and your personality so that you're able to show up and do it. But I'm going to tell you, just focus on these things, because no matter what strategy you follow and whatever strategy you try, sometimes you might have to try different ones to see which one works. But no matter which one you follow, just remember these things. Be authentically you. Don't pretend to be someone you're not. Don't lie and pretend to be something that you think other people admire, but you're really not that. Just be authentically you, because authenticity goes a long way. It is what builds trust with people, and it is that trust that people need to have in order for them to spend their money with you. Focus on always sharing the benefits that come from whatever it is that you're doing, whether it is coaching one-on-one, whether it is a course that you created and are selling to teach something. Focus on the benefits and what it's going to do for them, for your customer in their lives, in their business, over you focusing on how much money you can make if you market this product or if you market this service. Focus on the wins that your customer's going to have, because that is what they need to see. Another tip is to be transparent, because transparency goes a long way. People want to see what it's really about. That again, that transparency builds trust, and they want to see. They want to see all the things. You don't have to show your private things. You don't have to show your personal things that you don't want to. Share what obviously you're comfortable sharing, but be transparent even in your business. You don't need to feel like you have to come and gatekeep information. Just share it away, you guys, because the free information you give people and the benefits they get from that is going to make them go, wow, this was a really good tip. I wonder what it's like to work with her. Maybe I should buy her program. And so just be transparent. Share as much as you can. Be of service. Help people get results, even with your free content, because that's going to benefit you in the long run. Next one is vulnerability. Listen, I love when people can be vulnerable. Now, again, you don't need to share the most, because there's such thing as oversharing. We don't need to see everything, but be vulnerable. You know, when you're talking about your business, share the hard things too. Just like I'm doing in this episode, I can sit here and tell you, you guys, you need to start a business, do it online. It is so easy. It is so easy to make so much more money. You're going to love it. You're not going to have to work that much. And although you can get there and have a system that works for you that just flows, there's still going to be some hard moments and seasons, especially in the beginning when you're building, where you're going to have to show up and do work, where you're going to launch something and then it's going to fail, and you're going to have to retweak, you're going to have to keep learning, you're going to have to change how you market. It's not just going to be easy. And if I was to tell you that, guess what? You're going to jump in thinking that I'm going to show you this magical, easy way to make money. And then you're going to realize, oh, wow, no, it's not easy. I actually have to put in work. And then who's going to look like a liar? Me. I'm going to look like a liar, and you're not going to trust me anymore because I made it sound so easy, right? Share the hard things too, so that people understand, because also they're going to go, okay, she's being real. She's telling me, here are the benefits. This is why it's worth it. This is why it's worth going this route. This is why it's worth doing it this way. But at first, we're going to work together and it's going to be hard. It's going to take some time for you to really be disciplined with your schedule and work, because then you'll be able to build. And over time, you'll notice that you're making money, your business runs smoothly, and you get the best of both worlds, right? But just remember to be vulnerable and share even the hard things. And the last one is relatability. You want to be relatable. Nobody wants to see people doing the most and looking at a life and going like, yeah, that's so unrealistic for me. It's so unrealistic that you can't even imagine you being that person or you living that life. This is why I said people that just throw money on the screen, it gets old. It's like, okay, bye. I'm all for making money, but you're just being super unrealistic with it and you're being flashy. You're pushing material things when in reality, a lot of those people, if they do live that life, they're not telling you how much they're actually working. They're not telling you that, yeah, they worked so hard for this time freedom, but they have no time freedom. They have to be on social media all the time. They have to be recording these flashy content all the time. I even know someone who takes luxurious trips to Europe and they stay in the most expensive hotels, drinking champagne, wearing all the expensive brands. And she takes these trips and they are business trips because she takes them to create the content that she needs to promote this lifestyle on social media. And she doesn't even get to enjoy the freaking vacation because she's so stressed out about how much content she has to get when she's out there that the whole time she's just working. The whole time she has to be camera ready. The whole time she has to be, you know, strategizing on where she's going to take the videos, where she's going to take the pictures. Can you imagine taking a luxurious vacation to Europe, staying at the most expensive hotels, having the most amazing opportunity to just pamper yourself, but then you don't get to enjoy it because you're there for work? From the moment you're stepping into the airplane and you're recording that you're sitting in like business class or first class or whatever, you know, like even that, you don't even get to enjoy the airplane ride because you're recording content to show off this lifestyle. I can't do it. I can't even imagine. Like if I'm going to work my butt off to build a business to give me time freedom and financial freedom, girl, I want to enjoy that vacation. And so what you see online isn't what you think it is, okay? Be smart about how you build. Have patience because it takes time. Be yourself. Be relatable. Be authentic. Don't lie. And don't believe all the things you see. Pick a strategy that honors who you are, that honors your values and principles, and don't risk your reputation for fast money. All right, friend, that is what I have for you today. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, please share it with somebody that you know or share it on your social media. I'd love to see it. Take care, and I will be back real soon. Bye-bye. Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Jeanette Sachs or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.